I think maybe we should do like commentary on the radio music today.
No, I don't think we can get the rights.
Ba-dumps.
We definitely didn't reuse that joke.
Yeah, it wasn't something that we said right before we pressed record.
We never do that here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to... Yes, I'm Kyle Hagen.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh.
You are just having probably the worst Friday morning I've ever seen in my life.
I'm just not... It's just not on. It's just not on. Oh my god, there's truck guy again. Shit, we gotta get out of here.
In front of him.
We gotta get out of here.
What is he doing? He's like, no. Time to die.
Yeah, we're getting out of here.
Oh my god. So, I love the flow of events that happen. So,
Kendrick is having a bitch of a Friday.
Kendrick is got up. I was in his house like I am most Friday
mornings.
Oh, that's
soaked right through the jeans. Right
before we go, we can't find the lime highballs. And so he picks up the vanilla ones and then proceeds to try to hand me one and drops one on the floor.
I didn't drop it, man. That was a drop implies like a passive release.
Yeah, he almost accidentally threw it on the floor. Drops his bag at the same time almost. And then picks it up. We get in the car. And by sweet and delicious happen chance, he has the one still that dropped on the ground and opens it. And it just, you could barely hear the explosion.
You probably heard the deluge. That's why I'm really glad there's no sugar in these things, because otherwise that's going to be a sticky mess. And instead, it's going to be a B vitamin vaguely kind of stainy mess.
So, in light of that, Highball, give us money, Kendrick, because... Because
Kendrick is having a bad day.
Because we just, made your drink sound good.
I kind of just wanted to start crying a little bit, you're like... No.
You need a bottle early, you want to wipe your hand off?
No, I'm good. I'll just hold that for a second. It's fine. Because we got
to
go.
So I wanted to tell you that I've never lied to a video game more in my life than I have to Pokemon Go about being a passenger.
Oh. Yeah. How about that?
I thought that was interesting. So Pokemon Go just updated their game. And now you have to click a button to tell the game you're a passenger in a car instead of just not having any warning.
Instead of being an idiot driving around playing Pokemon
Go. Sometimes there's Pokemon and sometimes they need to be in my balls. Wait, no, that's not...
All up on them Pokemon.
That's not what I meant.
You gotta get your balls all up on them Pokemon.
But I mean, like, you like, click yes, you read an ULA, right, or...
EULA?
Yeah, EULA. Or you kind of, like, skim through just contracts for your house mortgage. You don't even read them, but you
sign them. Actually, I have a friend who read all of it, he claims, and circled the errors.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Barry
Johnson.
A member of that group that I'm in.
Got it. So yeah, but like, I mean, Pokemon, just let me turn it off. I know you're trying to help people that are stupid, but if I want to Darwin myself out of the system, let me do it.
Well, I mean, you know. What if someone said something... This is probably going to be really out of context and terrible. But somebody said that freedom...
Isn't free?
...was the freedom to break the law.
Huh. Interesting.
That doesn't mean... And at first I was like... And he says, no, not like get away with it, but like having the ability to break a law and then choosing not to.
Wow.
Because, I mean, you still get punished.
Yeah.
Obviously, but...
Well, no, because it's the choice, though.
Yeah. So it's like the concept of, yes, I can... play Pokemon Go and drive. If I get caught, you get punished. But you have the choice to play Pokemon Go while driving.
Which makes me...
As opposed to having a thing that just locks your phone up. You're not allowed to do that.
That's what I thought was interesting about, there's some car GPSs where you can't change the navigation, like you can't change the destination mid-driving. You have to set it when you start your car, right? I always thought that was like...
It's the dumbest thing I've ever
seen. I thought it was so stupid. I agree, because... Like, what if the place burns down when you're driving there and you need to go to a different place that's down the street?
What if something happens and you need to go to the hospital now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was a better example. Is the hospital one.
Or you go to the hospital.
Your passenger goes into labor. Whether they be a male or female. I mean, we've all seen Junior.
You're cruising through Facebook on your phone and you realize there's a sale and you gotta go there.
Dude, I did not realize how... I wish we had more insight or someone to call in about this, but the amount of well, actually, there's some cool stuff there, because I think we talked about this already at one point, but the amount of, the way that people market towards people who go to retail stores, right, is crazy. Like,
you know, Joe knows a little bit about that.
Who?
Joe Quick.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He used to work.
Too bad he's dead.
Yeah, you could probably get him to call in if you can figure out how to use a phone.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it's more of like a, like behind the scenes. I don't know if you ever worked with that stuff. Or like, which stuff? You have like, so I guess every season Nordstrom has a sale, right?
Yes.
And there are certain individuals that spend enough at Nordstrom that get pre, like...
Real quick first. Do you think that if I'm sitting in a puddle of this and it's all about my nether regions, I'm going to absorb more caffeine through my skin?
As long as I think the caffeine might get filtered out through your jeans.
I don't think...
Natural caffeine filter.
I don't think that's a natural. I'm just thinking, like, you know how, like, people put alcohol up their butt?
No, like, yeah. It's really bad for you. Like, do yeah. shots of through your nose.
I'm just wondering how much getting that all about my crotch area is going to just caffeinate me that way.
Well, enemas, like, right? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, I'm a little worried because it got down there a little bit. Now, I'm not, like, not like super worried, but I might be like, whew, in a bit here. So get ready for that, everybody.
Yeah, get ready for
it. It was also very cold, so that was literally a puckering
Kendrick's
moment.
Highball enema moments.
Highball, you can go ahead and not give us money. We understand that.
We know how you're supposed to be using highball, and we've been using it wrong this whole time.
Highball. You can put it in your butt. Okay, that's great. I'm done.
I don't know that we should say... Okay, yeah, we've accepted it. And it's gone.
All right. So
I just thought it was interesting how much forethought goes into that. So they, like, give people who spend different tiers of money pre-sale opportunities, right? And they'll send them, like, the catalogs and huge discounts and coupons on stuff like that. And
coupons.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy because it goes back into that thing. We probably talked about this at one point, but how the predictive modeling for, like, pregnant women.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Did we talk about that?
I don't know if
that
we talked about that on Sit Song. Well, that's the beauty of it, having your own podcast, is we can
do it a fucking way.
Double up.
Someone wants to go ahead and go back and listen to all of them and bring us a link of which one we repeated it, I will buy you some fries.
Yeah.
I think I ended up buying Gary those fries.
Sit Song fries.
I think I bought Gary.
You guys do know that if you were going to buy you fries, they can be wherever from. Like, wherever you want fries from.
Does Kendrick will buy them. Fries? Because that's a real fucker, right?
Does, like, what?
Fucker chow's out having your French fries.
They do technically. They have those,
those are like, those, like, little things.
Yeah, polentas.
I don't think that counts as French fries.
You don't have to tell people that. They're kind of like French toast potatoes. That's what I like to call them.
But they're made from corn.
Yeah, I know, right? Which is the whole confusing part.
They're French.
Because they're kind
French
of like
toast potatoes.
They're
corn.
Starchy, right?
Corn, so they French kind of toast taste potatoes.
Like French fries, but they're like French toast sticks. Yeah. And then they're not even either.
And the best part is they're such a fancy frou-frou thing that you calling them French toast sticks probably pisses somebody off.
Yeah,
and that makes me happy and warm and tingly inside.
It should. Anyway, I am American.
Anyway, so...
I call things French toast sticks.
Did you want to talk about that retail thing?
Oh, well, I just wanted to... Yeah, definitely, because you know the story.
I know, it gets a little blurry because I've been telling the story a lot and I haven't refreshed it. I need to go back and reread the original article, but I can just talk out of my ass. I've been doing that here for months.
Yeah, like 35 podcasts of ass talking.
Just ass talking.
35 years of talking out of our ass.
All 35
Each
years
podcast
of high school.
Is a year, right?
Yeah. You'd think we'd be older.
Welcome to Sit Talk, everyone.
Our shit's not relevant anymore. Hadn't been relevant for dickety odd years.
Yeah, we missed so many podcast recordings that we probably are going to be relevant more often than not now.
No, we didn't.
No.
Never.
Talk
never
about the thing.
So, way back when, I don't know the exact dates. It doesn't matter.
A long time ago.
I can still remember how that music used to be.
Far away. Naboo was under an attack.
Okay, so anyway. Target, give us money, was struggling with their maternity and baby departments. Like, I think it was specifically the infant stuff, I think. Not as much maternity, but I think actually, like, baby stuff. They wanted to sell more formula, strollers, all that shit in the baby department, right? And so the trick is, as anyone who's had a major life event that's published publicly, you get a shitload of junk mail, right? So when you buy a house, that's publicly listed somewhere that there was a house purchase, right?
And your delicious address goes on a shitload of mailing lists.
And you get all kinds of shit, right? When you get married, that's publicly listed. So, like, there's someone's job is to, I don't know if they must do it automatically, but they just troll those things and they pull the lists and then they send you shit. I found out when you make an LLC,
I get a lot of shit. Which is, oh my God, at least every week. And I get these really nice, like, they've probably spent, since I started at LLC, more money marketing to me than I spent in LLC fees to keep it going. And I'm serious, like, there's some really nice, like, thick card stock. And I keep thinking, like, oh shit, what did I do? And it's like, oh no, they're just trying to sell me some six-figure loan, yeah, some business loan or something, like business line of credit, something. So,
99 billion served. Fuck.
Yeah, man. At that location alone. No. Anyway, So those are the publicly listed ones. Having a baby is publicly listed because your birth information goes out there, someone knows about it, and then you whatever, right?
Especially if you give birth at a hospital.
Yeah.
Dumpster babies aren't as prevalent, so, you know, all those other kinds of...
I think it's the filing of a birth certificate and the claiming of a social security number more than anything, but yeah, dumpster babies.
Don't do it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell people what they can and can't do.
That's true. I'm sorry. You're right. Oh, both of us, or Kendrick being mostly libertarian and me being vaguely libertarian, not going to tell you.
I was also born at home, so...
What?
I wasn't born in the hospital, so...
You were born in, like a... What? What? How did I not know this before now?
I don't really talk about it.
What? You just talked about it with everybody that listens to our podcast now.
Which is mostly just my parents.
Yeah, so okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, carry on.
Come on. So that's when I'm like, okay, I mean...
That was I think that was the second what moment ever in the podcast.
That was,
it wasn't that crazy, but...
That was a good one. That's a good one. Anyway, so those are publicly listed things, and so if you get onto that marketing, you dick. You're a dick. You know that? You are a dick. You're a dick.
Dude, that guy has,
disabled, but he's a disabled dick. His dick is disabled. Alright, that's definitely offensive. Moving swiftly forward, so... If you're trying to market to new mothers, you're lost in the deluge of shit at that point, right? Like, everybody's there, so there's no way you're going to get brand loyalty at that point. But what the next level shit is where they've started to figure out what type of stuff to advertise to you at those moments. They've done they've done a lot of market research and found things like when you move, you're more likely to change your coffee, the brand of coffee you drink.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, shit like that. And there's all these things, when you get married, you're more likely to change this thing or this thing. Like, they've just run the numbers and figured out this is how people behave on the macrocosm. And so it doesn't really matter on the microcosm because if you can target people, then that's good.
Yeah.
So one of the things they were trying to do when they were taking that data of trying to figure out people's behavioral trends and what they'll buy to figure out how to sell to basically pregnant mothers. Now, they announce births. And publicly, that's information that's accessible. But they don't usually announce pregnancies
because of HIPAA and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like you don't usually normally publicly announce the conception. That's not usually
But not in the sense, not in a data public versus Facebook. We want to make a distinction.
I mean that
public is like in the government. Like you have lists of things and people have access to it because of the
anybody can access. Yeah, anybody in the United States can access. And that
Facebook
is not,
pregnant mothers. They're like, I guess they'll get into that someday. But like, not
well,
everybody.
Actually. This story takes place before the era of targeted Facebook marketing, so it's probably all gone now. Yeah, the entire concept is destroyed by this. But I found this to be an interesting way before we had literally people posting shit, and then you can just scrape that we're having a baby. I wonder if there's an image scanning algorithm you can get for all the goofy pregnancy photos people take.
Oh, man,
if you can detect that. Like, this clearly contrived stupid picture is obviously means they're pregnant. Sell them shoes.
Oh man, the future.
Yeah. Which just eclipses that makes the story a lot less cool now, I think. But anyway,
thought this was very Minority Report-y.
It really is. So this guy who their marketing director, they're like, we want to make more money in this department. Make it happen. He's like, okay. Well, he's some kind of computer guy, or he knew computer people, and he figured out he could build the data model because all retailers are tracking you all the time.
Yeah.
This is something a lot of people get a little weirded out by and they don't talk about it, but if you have a loyalty card, they're tracking you constantly. All of your purchases are going into a database.
Do you know if the credit card's the same way? So if I go with a Target credit card?
Yes, a Target credit card counts to a loyalty card. Okay. And I think, actually, if you do the same multiple purchases with the same credit card, I think they can aggregate that data. They don't retain your credit card information, but they retain a checksum.
Sure.
And they can do this, and I think they do this. Where they retain your purchase history from them.
Okay. Right?
Which means... they can track what you've bought and when.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
too, yeah.
what they can do, and what they found was they watched what people were buying, and I think they even had, like, your name, but mostly they can see, like, well, you started all of a sudden buying a bunch of baby shit, or maternity shit, and then baby shit, and they could be like, okay, what else did you buy before the baby shit? And they managed to pull this data. God only knows how. Like, some nerd like me working at Target was like, I bet you I could just run an algorithmic model of just analyze the data.
Yeah, just gathering it and then looking at it.
Yeah, and so they're saying, well, it's things, and they found it was benign things, like unscented lotion, and I don't remember what it was. It was certain, I don't know what it was, but it was stuff like that. It was stuff that
conventional wisdom said you should do, like, during, before right. pregnancy.
And,
during,
yeah, like, and so, and it was things like that. It was, insoles. I don't know what it was, the kind of thing where it was any one item was totally benign and like whatever, but if you bought more than five of them or four of them, you were 85% likely to be pregnant just because of how people behave.
Which is funny in other ways, but that's kind of cool because it allowed them to predict.
So what they did was they tracked your purchases, and if you bought enough of those, you got moved into a special bucket of probably pregnant. So they started sending directed coupon mailers.
Like, pretty obvious ones. Like, hey, you're pregnant. Why don't you buy this stuff from Target?
I don't know if it was necessarily that obvious, well, but didn't it, that was, girl get in, it was, it was like, okay, check out this maternity stuff, or look at these new baby shoes we're selling. And what the story that the guy had was apparently a dude comes in. Also, okay, so people freaked out about it, first of all, because they're like, how did you know? I haven't told anyone but my mom. How did you know? Kind of shit. Like, it's freaking people out. One dude comes in and screams out a store manager, just reams him, just for it, because it was sent to his 16-year-old daughter, apparently. And then comes back a couple weeks later and apologizes. Like, the manager is like, I'm so sorry. I don't know how you got on that list. It's all done from corporate. There's nothing I can do about it. Uh-huh. Must have been a mistake. And then he comes back and apologizes because his sister is out there with things going on under my roof I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, we're literally finding out about pregnancies before
like the people,
the families involved.
And so I thought it was interesting because we talk about, like, where you look at the psychological effects and the psychological reasoning for doing things in marketing, and it always makes me, I'm always interested to hear about this stuff because once you know something, it's like marketing always has to be ahead of the curve, right?
Yep.
So once somebody knows about something that they're being pandered to, or like that's pandering to them, or some type of tactic where they understand why they're seeing what they're seeing or why they're getting what they're getting, you lose, like, in my opinion, this is not fact, this is just my opinion, that you lose the efficacy of that marketing tactic.
Absolutely. Where I think that it like, definitely was weakened.
Like that's how I never understood the kind of, every time, like, you have to keep that shit under lock and key.
Some of it. Like, well, there's some things like $9.99. It's not $10, but it's $10.
Yeah.
And we all know that. But I was just talking to our boss the other day, and I said something was, I said, I don't know much. It was $9. Well, I guess $10. I was like, oh, that got me. Because he just wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
And it caught him when he wasn't paying attention. Like, it caught him as being 9 instead of 10.
Yeah.
So I think part of it, they're just trying to constantly assault you with some of these things so that you, one slips by.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That makes
and then
sense.
One of the things I heard someone talking about, spam email. You might have been telling me this. Some spam email now is so bad. It's still really badly worded. And you're like, we've got natural language algorithms. We've got people who will, on a Mechanical Turk or something, just write out sentences for you. Like, why are you still so bad? And someone said that there was a theory going around that they said people who, it's a self-filtering system because the people who don't immediately find that weird, like, that grammar is off, are more likely to actually fall for the scam than people who, like, stop and say, this grammar is off. So, as a result, the people who stop and say, that grammar's off, don't call them, don't waste their time.
Exactly.
So the people who call, like, your spelling's all right, bad thing, I just going to give you some money.
Yeah.
That was sort of a generic Southern
something
accent. That was
a very cool mix of them.
Yeah, I was trying to make it generic.
So that's interesting that you, like, and that's the part of it, too, is that there's two ways to approach it. There's one way is to try to pander to everybody, which is incredibly difficult, I think, in marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I don't think it's all that used.
Targeted marketing is the answer, bro.
Yeah, and so getting into certain groups, even if that means that, even if you were to put two ads right next to each other and have, you know, to two different people be like, you know, why the fuck are you have these two ads? Like, the same ad, and it can clearly tell you're pandering, but now...
can we talk about ads on our own website? Is that okay? Can
yeah,
you
do sure.
Because I was on.
This is, by the way, on Ethernet, I have Google AdWords there, or yeah. I think.
Or which is targeted.
Yeah, so basically it looks targeted. At what your Google history is and helps in like puts
it,
ads
it
up.
Combines your Google history with the tags that you paid for or tags that you presented to them on the page and then user level stuff. And I got, when I was on there the other night writing an article or looking at other, I was looking at my old articles, I was writing a new article based on them, and all the ads were dating sites for Arabic women. Or dating sites for to meet Chinese women. So it was like, I don't understand how I'm in this group. What group? What happened that I'm in this? This isn't even the account I look for
it's
porn.
Kinda, yeah, it is kind of a fun adventure to see like where Google puts you in the ads version. Because for every time I go on there, I have the same like five ads. Like there's I put a bunch of them on the right hand side just to go down to the bottom of the page, and like. Every time I go onto it, I see at least two of the same ad, if not three of the
yeah,
same
yeah, these
ad.
Were the same three. Same and two it's ads. Like, over again.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
You're not doing very well here. I don't know who clicks on those. I guess, to be fair, like, if I was sure that that wouldn't go to, like, a site that would just immediately give me a virus, which I feel like most of those ads do, I would click on people's ads because it's something that gives them money.
Yeah.
So anytime someone
I have clicked
on
some people's ads when they're super targeted and they're actually relevant to me, but... Oh, we didn't finish the story.
Yeah, sorry.
So, people are freaked out, right? Like, Target spying on me, get out of my bedroom kind of shit. Like, just flipping their shit. And, did I say fuck yet? Good. Make sure we get that explicit rating.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I listen for it every time, and then I'm like, there it is.
And X.
What, I think there might be one episode out there that doesn't have an explicit on it.
Well, it's for our user. It's for the one listeners. I wanted to say viewers and users, and the one word I wanted wouldn't come out of my fucking mouth.
Users. Four
I blades. Fight for the fusers.
The Vorpal Blades. What? You're what? You're having a stroke? So, anyway, so people are flipping their shit. They're in their god dang minds. And Target, though, is sitting there like, we have this gold mine of data, and now we can't use it. Because people are losing their god dang minds. So, they get the bright idea to send the targeted mailer, but with it, send stuff specifically selected to have fuck all to do with maternity stuff. So they send you the new baby shoes and the formula and the milking machines or whatever, and tractor parts, video games, and like something else, like utterly unrelated. Intentionally selected so that when you look at it, you're like, oh, this isn't targeted for me. Everyone on the block must be getting the same
I wonder how they came up with those items. They use the same thing, like in reverse.
They
like,
probably use
stuff. A bunch of shit that nobody would want to look at from this group.
It was probably off the cuff, or they looked at the data of what those people purchasing never bought.
Yeah, fair.
But I mean, you could probably just do that off the cuff.
They actually build like I assume that they weren't building individualized stuff. They were saying, here's this group, and here's what this group would buy. Like, and it's probably for like 50 to 70% of the people.
What they were probably doing was I mean, you can think about it. I'm guessing that it's in terms of a SQL database, right?
Sure.
So you're probably saying, and this could be like an example where people would actually use our freaking product, right? I want to find
targeted marketing list. We just build those the other day. Yeah, okay,
exactly.
Gotcha.
Only this one is probably a much deeper dive because it's in this one because they don't necessarily have people's names. You have like a purchaser identity. So you have like an identity, and it's just a person. You don't necessarily know who it is. You can guess, like, if it's a loyalty card, you may actually have all the information. But otherwise, you're just guessing it. You probably guess pretty effectively at demographic and gender based off of what they're buying. So, like, you could probably guess gender, age group within 10 years, and probably, like, tax bracket at least, based off the shit they buy.
Yeah, okay.
So,
dude, you just gave me this crazy idea about how we could change something in our product. But,
fantastic.
Okay, so, carry on, sit suckers.
So you what you do is you find a group of people who bought baby stuff, and you get those purchasers, and you get the earliest date of their purchase of baby stuff, and then you go back 9 months and look at their purchase history over 9 months and get the count of all of the products and take the ones that are the most common.
Yeah, I get how you do it. It makes sense.
And then you've got your list of common products.
Yeah.
And then you can, from that, then do a search across everything for who's got more than however many of these products.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the way we do data is crazy. Like, I love that about my old job. Like, I built all this cool data modeling stuff using like regression testing to try to build out model to do predictive building.
So you were trying to learn R or something, right?
Yeah, at one point I was using R because R is open source. And R is a lot of people build a lot of libraries for it that are really cool.
It's the appropriate language for that.
Yeah, it's definitely, I used it for statistics, but there was a lot of, like, crazy statistical analysis.
It's really good for computational modeling and that kind of stuff.
Once you learn it, it's pretty straightforward to use, too. Like, once you've learned the library you need to use and things like that, so.
It's targeted for non-programmer people.
It's almost like engineers. Like, it's an engineering programming thing. Like, Mathematica or those other weird ones that are, like, they are, like, program languages, but not really, you know?
Yeah, like Mathematica and MATLAB and even LabVIEW, those all hurt my head to use because I'm not an engineer and I'm not a mathematician. So as a programmer, they were kind of painful. Mm-hmm. LabVIEW was especially difficult, but because it's visual.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you wire things together in a little workbench.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool, but for loops are a little box.
That was a crazy tangent we just got. How the fuck did we get to that?
Data.
That's how. Data. So, you know, I and it's kind of like drawing to what we could call a close is soft. I never really a soft close. Thank you. A hard.
Close it hard.
Close it erect. Nope.
Okay.
Made
that,
it weird.
Did you slam your face on the door? Like, don't do that. That sounds terrible.
So I think both Kendrick and I are advocates of the Googles. We both have pretty much, we're like, you see those Apple fanboys who are just like, Apple up your butt. Google fanboys, I think, personally, to me, everyone I've met is a lot cooler.
We are a lot cooler, subdued,
thank you. Subdued with our, like, fanboyism, because, like...
I'm not. I'm an unabashedly open...
Yeah, but Google you don't, fan. Like, push Google onto everyone. You're just like, if the chance were to come up, you'd say, hey, why don't you try Google? Like, or, like, why don't you try, Google Wallet?
I'm about to pitch today, because we're switching over to Office 365.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to go over and...
So that's a whole... We can have that conversation on the way home, maybe.
Us pitching on Office 365.
But, we both are allowing Google to see basically everything we do all the time.
Yep.
And we're not afraid.
All right, now I am. Be not afraid. Because mostly they're just using it to advertise products to me.
Yeah, which is, like, actually kind of helpful. And I like the fact that they scan my email and see when I have tickets to something and tell me it's on my calendar. Like,
yes. So their intrusive, dystopian, futuristic invasions of my privacy are actually quite beneficial, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah. I mean...
When the NSA does it, they're just doing it to figure out whether they can put things in my butt.
I guess the intent is weirder, but we're just like, we don't trust the government, but we trust the Googlement, you know? Yeah. That was the Google establishment.
Oh, yeah, no, I get
that. And government sounding, okay.
I get it. I was going to punch it, but decided not to.
Punch it, Chewy.
You know it's 35 through that stretch?
No.
No, it's not. I might say that on the signs.
I don't know. Maybe this is another SITSOC topic like we keep doing. Maybe we should go back and like relist. Are you putting when we say, this sounds like an idea for another SITSOC while you're tagging, do you put it on the Google list? Because you should.
Yeah.
You should do that. Like talking about how we're totally okay with Google using whatever we give them, which is like credit card information, like anything that we do. But like if soon as someone says like, the NSA is looking at all your dick pics, we're like, no, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Well,
I'm outie.
I don't think that there's that much to say. It's just that what good is the NSA going to do with that for me personally?
They're going to protect you from terrorists, even yourself as a terrorist. Even if you're a sleeper cell terrorist.
Even my own dick. I think that's the difference. It's like Google's using that mostly to make money, but by doing that, they're providing a product and service to me that's directly useful.
I guess that is exactly what it is then. So it's like almost like a free market of... Like, you're willing to trade your information for something. But as far as the government goes, they're just taking your information and you're not getting anything back. Or anything that you
feedback. I technically agreed to let Google do that.
Yeah, right? You didn't have to... You didn't check a checkbox.
I can withdraw that. I can stop using Google.
You could. That's true.
I can't stop using the NSA.
The freedom of choice.
Now, if it's so... I actually know some people who do this. Is I could run my own email server. And have complete control over everything.
You'd just be outcasted.
No, it just...
By society.
No, it'd just be brosif@kendrickevans.com or whatever, like...
Not brofist?
No.
How's that towel feeling underneath you?
It's absorbent. Probably gonna go ahead and pull it out then, actually. Yeah.
Don't pull that while you're driving.
Hello. What?
Sorry, we've been at this fucking turn light for quite a while, and now we're, you know, so we got, that soft close came
to like a more. We tried nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Yeah, I guess when you're worried about data, you know, kind of figure out what the limitations are. I mean, people always bitch and moan about how Google is, like, taking all their data or whatever, or Amazon's, like, telling you what you should buy, or, you know,
that's... They took our choices.
They're just... trying to like make you buy more shit. You don't have to buy that stuff,
and that's
have to use Amazon either. Well,
yeah, and it's one of those things where they just make it so darn useful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a time where I've ever been burned by Google or Amazon, like just showing me stuff I should probably buy along with other stuff I'm buying.
Well, it's one of those things where actually, yeah, I've had targeted ads based on my Google results that are like, oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Shit, even it's helpful sometimes where you're like, I'm trying to get into this new hobby, like. I guess other people are buying this, and then you look at reviews, and you kind of go, you learn a lot, too.
And actually, like, even in Facebook,
yeah,
I keep getting GearBest pictures. And, I don't know what that is, but that's GearBest. I keep posting those in the chat.
I saw one of them, and I was like, I wanted to watch the video, but you guys, like, I couldn't find it easily, so I gave up.
Oh, yeah, scroll down a little bit. Yeah. But it is the worst. GearBest is the, oh, man, GearBest, give us money, okay? I love GearBest so much. I found them when I bought those little quadcopters I had.
Okay.
Remember those little tiny ones?
Oh, no. The ones in the balls?
No, little teeny tiny ones.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I'll have to show you. They're garbage, but they were like...
They're fucking garbage.
$18 a piece.
They're garbage people with garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage copters.
But I found this website. I'm on their mailing list. And now I get the ads and stuff all the time. And they sell the sketchiest shit. They sell like knockoff iPhones and Android phones that couldn't possibly have the specs that are listed, so there's something there they're lying with, like, pictures of Iron Man on them, and I'm like, you did not license that. Because they're a Chinese company, and oh my god, it's wonderful. They have the worst English on all of their ads.
Well, they're... Oh, poor little raccoon. They are called GearBest.
Yeah.
Which is
they
like...
They are best gear. They are GearBest. It's like, what? And the videos are terrible because it's clearly the person they found who speaks the best English, and it's like, oh, she don't speak the best English. And then they're struggling to, like, explain...
Because they're, like, review videos, right?
Some of them are review videos, okay. Yeah. And then some of them are, like, product demos, okay. And, yeah. But, like, I found this little, like, eyeball-sized camera. It was really cool looking. And I'm like, but it was, like, $9. You're like, that's probably garbage.
What was this targeted marketing? We're talking about marketing.
Well, so I get their ads every now and again, and I've actually bought... I don't think I've bought anything off of GearBest since those little quadcopters, but I certainly enjoy the hell out of going to their website and the little ads that come up. Yeah. So I'm enjoying that part. And yeah, sometimes the targeted marketing is more fun than anything.
It kind of goes back to our conversations previously about, like, gatekeeping and stuff, and how you can break down those barriers between groups when you allow people to understand more about what they're getting into. Yeah. I think we're like, I'm about to buy into, like, you know, this game. Like, it's a game that's expandable, blah blah blah. So, like, this is what people typically buy, and I can go in and look at the reviews. People are like, yeah, we bought this, but this isn't really something that you should need for this game. And I can learn, like, before I buy, which is the most powerful thing you can do. Transparency of information is, like, very powerful, in my opinion. Where I'm like, I don't have to dig around or ask a specific top, like, expert about this thing. I can just see it right in line with the product.
And it shows you, yeah, people are buying this. Mm-hmm. And then you get your review site. It's there, yeah. So do you suppose I should put that, like, some video up for to see if I can get it to work? Sync up our audio from the recording and then just do a whole lot of editing and then...
With this fucking dash cam?
Yeah, you could get the video of us at that stoplight or something. That'd be fun.
If you want... Yeah, go ahead. I mean, do you want to fucking record this on this podcast?
Oh, no. The sound quality is terrible on that thing.
No, I mean, like, we're talking... We're on the podcast.
Oh, my God. We are.
Bye, everybody. It's Kyle.
Kendrick. Sit, suck.